From the Maher Report, in nod to Maha Moms, Trump administration launches Moms.gov and proposes expanded fertility benefits. Over the Mother's Day weekend, the Trump administration unveiled a new maternal health and fertility initiative, signaling one of the most significant federal shifts toward family-centered health policy in years. At the center of the announcement was the launch of Moms.gov, a new federal website designed to support women with information on pregnancy, nutrition, breastfeeding, mental health, fertility resources, and more. On Monday, the administration added to its weekend announcement. During the White House maternal healthcare event, hosted by President Donald Trump alongside HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., CMS Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz, and senior administration officials, the president unveiled a proposed rule to expand access to fertility benefits, including IVF, through employer-sponsored insurance plans. "We're taking historic action to help American families have healthy babies, healthy mothers, and a healthy future," the president said. Together, the announcements reflect a broader MAHA strategy that increasingly views maternal health, fertility, nutrition, metabolic health, and chronic disease prevention as inseparable. A new federal focus on maternal health for decades, maternal health conversations in the United States have focused primarily on labor and delivery. In an official release on Sunday, Mother's Day, HHS Secretary Kennedy states, "This Mother's Day, the Trump administration is strengthening its commitment to America's families by equipping mothers and fathers with the resources and information they need to build healthy, prosperous lives." HeConti News, Moms.gov delivers critical tools and support to help parents foster healthy pregnancies, strengthen young families, and create brighter futures for their children. But federal officials are now framing maternal health much more broadly, emphasizing the health of women before conception, during pregnancy, and throughout the postpartum period. "This is how you make America healthy again." The administration says the goal is to create a single, easy-to-navigate federal resource for women and families. Why this matters for women: at Monday's White House maternal healthcare event, administration officials emphasized that maternal health begins long before the baby is born and is shaped by the overall health of women before conception. "We remain committed to supporting women's health throughout motherhood and at every stage of life." The message marked a notable shift away from viewing pregnancy as a short-term medical event and toward a broader understanding of women's health. "For decades, we have treated pregnancy as an isolated medical event instead of looking at the overall health of women before conception, during pregnancy, and after birth," Kennedy said during Monday's event. "The chronic disease epidemic is directly connected to the fertility crisis we are now seeing across America," he continued, adding that, "we need to start addressing the root causes affecting maternal and infant health, including nutrition, metabolic health, environmental exposures, and chronic SDRs. For millions of American women, the message resonates and adds to a growing national conversation about the reality that women's health does not begin at pregnancy or end after childbirth. "On Mother's Day, we recognize that the health of mothers and the health of women are deeply connected," said Deputy Assistant Secretary for Women's Health, Dorothy Fink, MD. "Through our Perinatal Improvement Collaborative, we have reduced maternal mortality by 41.5%. The biggest policy announcement, fertility benefits expansion. "American families are the foundation of our country, and we're going to support them like never before." President Trump, the administration announced a proposed Labor Department rule that would create a new insurance category for fertility benefits, similar to how dental and vision insurance currently operate. "The health of each generation of women helps shape the health trajectory of the next, influencing fertility, pregnancy outcomes, childhood development, and long-term health for generations to come." Under the proposal, employers could voluntarily offer standalone fertility coverage without triggering certain Affordable Care Act insurance requirements that can increase costs for businesses. The proposed fertility coverage could include infertility diagnosis, infertility treatment, IVF-related services, reproductive health conditions tied to fertility. The administration said lifetime fertility benefits would be capped at $120,000 per participant or family, with inflation adjustments beginning in 2029. Administration officials argue that reducing regulatory barriers could encourage more employers to offer fertility benefits to workers. "For many American families, this could be highly significant. A single IVF cycle can cost tens of thousands of dollars once medications and procedures are included, and many couples require multiple cycles." Importantly, however, the proposal does not mandate fertility coverage nationwide. What still needs to happen for women hoping for immediate changes to their insurance coverage? Unfortunately, it is more complicated than that. The proposal must still move through the federal rulemaking process before any changes can take effect. Once finalized, employers would still need to voluntarily offer fertility benefits, and insurance companies would need to create new plans and set pricing structures. Still, the proposal marks an important first step toward expanding national conversations around fertility care, maternal health, and family support for many women and families who have struggled to afford fertility treatments or felt overlooked within the healthcare system. The announcement signals growing federal recognition that reproductive health, maternal health, and long-term family well-being deserve greater attention and investment. A brighter future for American families. The launch of Moms.gov and the proposed expansion of fertility benefits signal a broader shift in how the Trump administration, HHS, and CMS approach women's health. Rather than focusing primarily on treatment after complications arise, the administration is now emphasizing earlier support for women before pregnancy, stronger family infrastructure, improved access to fertility care, and a renewed focus on the underlying health factors that shape maternal and infant outcomes. The emerging vision is one that treats maternal health not as a short-term medical event, but as a foundational driver of the nation's long-term health and that of future generations. The broader goal is not simply healthier pregnancies, but healthier mothers, healthier children, and ultimately a stronger future for American families. The policies announced over the last 2 days will not transform maternal health overnight, but they represent a meaningful step forward in advancing federal priorities to build systems that support women's health across the lifespan while helping create healthier future generations.